我们这一节要结束以斯拉记哈。
We'll have to conclude Ezra this session.
然后还有两节我们要来讨论尼希米记。
And we'll spend the rest two sessions to discuss Nehemiah.
啊，今天早上我们讨论以斯拉在建殿中遇到的阻挡。
This morning we discussed the oppositions during the rebuilding of the temple.
这些敌人假意同工。
Some of the people pretended to be co-workers.
然后破坏扰乱。
And they obstructed the work.
然后这个反对越来越大，到最后就是控告制止。
The opposition grew to the point where there was accusation.
所以以斯拉记第四章。
So in Ezra chapter 4.
从第六节开始，就是他们这些敌人上告于亚达薛西王。
In verse 6, the people sued to the king.
第七节，亚达薛西王年间他们这些同党就凑告波斯王亚达薛西。
And the people made an accusation to King Xerxes.
那到二十三节
In verse 23,
亚达薛西王上谕读在利弘和书记申帅并他们同党面前，他们就急忙往耶路撒冷去见犹太人，用强势停迫他们，强迫他们停工。二十四节
，24,
于是在耶路撒冷神的殿的工程就停住了，直到波斯王大力乌王第二年。这里讲说到最后真的用很强的势力阻止他们不能再建了。
They finally compelled them to stop from working by force.
那他们这个圣殿这样停工了，过了一段时间以后，十五年了。
But after a period, when there was no work,
那这个十五年当中回来的以色列百姓因为没有圣工可以做所以就跑到自己家里面就开始盖房子啦，修天花板了就注重生活的舒服。
Which lasted for 15 years, and after that, people were used to be a comfortable life.
所以这个教会圣工如果有神在同工每一个信徒都会暂时家庭的事情都放下，都会来做回教会圣工。
When the Spirit of God works in the church, everyone will put aside his work and come to church to help.
会越做越兴奋。
And the more they work, the more happy they become.
那这个教会圣工如果停顿了
，But if a church work becomes stagnant,
那这个信徒来到教会觉得没有工作可以做
，And people will feel that they don't have anything to do in church.
就把他的时间精力就跑去世界花费了。
And they will spend their time and energy outside.
所以哈该书里面这些撒该利亚先知就哈该先知就责备他们了。
In the book of Haggai, the prophet rebuked them.
先看哈该书的第一章。
Please turn to Haggai chapter 1.
第二节
Verse 2.
哈该书第一章的第二节。
Haggai chapter 1 verse 2.
这个万军之耶和华如此说，这个百姓说建造耶和华殿的时候尚未到。那时第三节。
3.
耶和华的话临到先知哈该说。第四节。
4.
这个殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住天花板的房屋吗？第五节。
5.
现在万军耶和华说，你们要审查自己的行为。第六节。
6.
你们种的撒的种多，收的却少，你们吃却不吃不得饱足，喝却不足的足，穿衣服却不得暖，得工价，工钱将工钱装在破漏的囊中。第七节。
7.
万军耶和华说，你们要审查自己的行为。这里神就借着哈该先知去责备他们了。
Here the Lord rebuked the people through the prophet Haggai.
因为他们遇到困难就开始说这个时候还没有到。
They faced opposition and said, the time is not here yet.
就开始注重生活上自己的束缚。
So they began to indulge in material pleasure.
但是圣殿还是荒凉。
Yet the temple remained desolate.
那这一段期间
And during that period,
他们虽然很努力在耕种
Even though they worked hard at their fields,
收获很少
They harvested little.
吃不得饱
They ate but were not filled.
好像得到很多钱但是口袋漏了一个洞
They seemed to have earned much.But there was holes in the pockets.
是关键就是神没有祝福。
It was because God did not bless them.
那神没有祝福的原因
And the reason for God not blessing them
因为他们看自己的生活超过圣殿的兴盛
was that they placed more emphasis on their own lives than on the temple.
所以这个哈该先知就鼓励他们
The prophet Haggai encouraged them
说时候已经到了
said,
我们大家要开始再回来建这个殿了
the time has come for us to rebuild the temple.
那他们这样来建殿以后,
and after they began the work,
这个哈该就告诉他们,
the prophet Haggai told them,
请看, 第二章,
please read chapter 2.
18.
Here God tells them, starting from the day you work for on the temple, I will bless you.
这个给我们一个非常好的一个属灵的鼓励。
This is a spiritual encouragement to us.
有时候你拼命在世界上做,
sometimes you work really hard in the world,
你不一定赚到钱,
but you don't necessarily earn much.
因为那个祝福的关键是在神,
because blessings come from the Lord.
那有的人啊, 很热心做圣工,
some people work very hard in the church,
但是神却赐他很好的机会,
and God gives them good opportunities.
他在世界上事业也可以做得很好,
they also succeed in the world.
所以一切的关键就是在乎神的祝福,
so the key is the blessings of the Lord.
有神的祝福啊, 我们在生活上就会得到丰盛,
with the blessings of the Lord, we will be abundant in our life.
我们生活就会, 就会没有缺乏,
we won't be lacking.
所以这以色列百姓啊, 忽略神的殿啊, 一直在注意他们自己的生活, 结果, 反而缺乏。
The Israelites neglected the temple of God and put emphasis on their own lives, but they lacked material needs.
我们现在看第三点,
third point.
说这个圣工啊,
the revival of the work.
请看, 以斯拉记第五章,
chapter 5 of Ezra.
那时先知哈该和以多的孙子撒迦利亚奉以色列神的名向犹大和耶路撒冷的犹大人说劝勉的话。 这里讲说哈该跟撒迦利亚向这些被掳归回的人讲劝勉的话。
Haggai and Zechariah spoke encouragements to the people.
第二节。
Verse 2.
于是撒铁大的儿子所罗巴伯和约撒达的儿子约书亚都起来动手建造耶和华神的殿。这里讲哈，所罗巴伯跟约书亚起来动手建神的殿。
Here it says, Zerubbabel and Jeshua started to work on the house of God. These were the spiritual leaders at that time.
所以圣工停顿的时候,
when the holy work was stagnant, these two leaders were probably taking care of their own homes.
经过这两位先知的鼓励,
but through the encouragement of the prophets,
首先觉醒的这两位宗教领导者,
these two religious leaders were the first ones to wake up.
所以他们最先自觉的。
And they were aware of their responsibility.
所以这是在教会里面呢带领圣工的非常重要。
So the leaders in the church are important.
这好像那火车的火车头。
They're just like the first cars of the train.
这火车头如果不拖，然后后面都不会动。
If the first cars don't move, the last ones won't.
这个火车头如果不拖，后面的动反而动不了，因为前面挡住了。
Because it will stop the other. Train or other cars moving.
所以这个教会带领的人如果本身没有带头，没有在这个各方面带动，有时候反而会成为教会圣工兴盛的一个阻力。
So if the leaders do not go before the congregation and lead them, they will actually be obstacles.
但是如果这个教会的领导者能够自觉努力带头，追求神的同工，就可以产生很大的作用。
But if church leaders can work hard and lead the congregation, they will be very effective.
所以这个首领首先自觉。
Therefore, these leaders were aware of the responsibilities.
然后既然神跟他们同工，所以第三节，第五章第三节。
Chapter 5, verse 3.
河西的总督乃达和士他波斯乃，并他的同党，就来问他们。
Here the governor and their associates came to them.
第五节说，神的眼目看顾犹大的长老，总督就没有再叫他们停工。
Verse 5, God was watching over the elders of the Jews, and they were not stopped.
所以他工作就可以顺利的进行。
So they were able to carry out the work smoothly.
那后来他们向总督的这个一些控告，反而成为后来神成为这个总督帮助他们的一个重要的原因。
Later on, the accusations turned out to be a major reason for the governor to help the Jews.
我们看第五章的十七节,
Chapter 5, verse 17.
现在王若以为美, 请查巴比伦王府库, 看古列王将子, 允许在耶路撒冷建造神的殿没有, 王的心意如何, 请将子给我们。 再看第六章,
Chapter 6.
第二节,
verse 2.
在马太神, 玛丽他的成功内, 寻得一卷, 其中记着说, 就是他在这个, 成功里面就寻到古列王以前降旨允许他们回到耶路撒冷建圣城这个命令。
Among the archives of the palace, they found a decree issued by the former king of Babylon.
结果后来这个王看到这个命令以后，这个王就允许他们再一次兴盛这个殿。
When Darius saw that decree, they allowed the people to rebuild the temple.
11节,
verse 11.
说我再降旨，无论谁更改这个命令，必从他的房屋中拆一根梁。 把它悬在其上，就是吊在上面了，又使他的房子成为粪堆，十二节。若有王和民伸手更改这个命令，愿这个人使耶路撒冷建作他名居所的神将他灭绝。所以这个王反而下命令说不可以阻挡他们建殿。
Therefore, the king issued a decree and told no one to stop the work.
所以神一旦开始动工，那过去那个阻碍的力量反而变成帮助他们的力量。
So once God started to move the workers, opposition turned out to be helped.
所以这个神在做事情的计划非常的奇妙。
So we can see the wonderful arrangement of God.
有神同工，事情没有一件是困难的。
With the help of God, nothing is too difficult.
如果神在动工,
if God is working,
人在做工很简单。
It would be easy for people to work too.
后面有一只手在帮忙你,
because there is a guiding hand behind us.
就是神施恩的手,
it is the gracious hand of the Lord.
那神如果不做工,
but if God stops working,
只是人做工很难啊,
it will be very difficult for human beings to work alone.
我们当中有很多儿童教育,
many of you are religious education teachers.
我们都有这个体验啊,
and you have this experience.
如果神不做工,
if God does not work with you,
小孩子不来就是不来, 你又能怎么办?
The children just won't come, and what can you do about it?
你没有办法, 你用车子要载他也不来啊,
even if you want to pick them up, they won't come.
如果神开始做工,
but when God moves them,
你天气再不好, 他也会来,
they will come despite of bad weather.
有一次有一个宗教教育系在开会,
during one of the RE meetings,
他们就在检讨哪一个小孩子没来哪一个小孩子没有来,
the teachers were discussing which children did not show up.
访问很多次都没有效,
even after many visitations.
后来那个系负责就勉励他们,
and later on the head of the RE department encouraged the teachers that they should pray,
求神在他们心中感动他们,
and ask the Lord to move in the hearts of the children.
他们这样就是每一次要上课前这个教员一起同心会祷告到半小时。
So before class, the teachers would pray for half an hour.
差不多过了一个月,
and after about a month,
有一次在下大雨,
there was a day with heavy rain.
结果那几个学生很久没有来自己来,
some of the students who haven't been to church very long came.
结果那老师就问他了,
and the teachers asked him,
说天气这么好你们不来，为什么今天下大雨你们反倒来?
You never show up even with good weather. Why do you come today with such a heavy rain?
那小朋友就说,
then the kids replied,
他说我们最近一直觉得想要去教会,
recently we just felt like coming to church.
所以今天我们很想去我们就来了。
So there was an urge telling us to come to church. That's why we came.
他怎么会很想去呢?
But where did that urge come from?
神的灵在感动他。
It was from the Holy Spirit of God.
所以过去怎么访问他都不来。
Despite many visitations in the past, they just wouldn't come.
现在开始祷告,
but as soon as they prayed,
过一个月, 他自己来,
after a month, they came to church.
所以这告诉我们, 我们做教会圣工啊, 一定要祷告, 要有神施恩的手在后面帮助我们, 圣工就容易完成。
This is to tell us to do holy work. We need to pray and ask the gracious hand of the Lord to help us.
任何的大山的阻挡都会化成平地。
Problems that are as high as mountains will be melted to plains.
没有一件事情是困难的。
And nothing will be too difficult for us.
如果神开始动工,
once the Lord begins to work,
你会发现没有阻挡。
You will find no opposition.
我们再看那个使徒行传里面的, 第一章第二章,
if you look at Acts chapters 1 and 2,
他们还没有得圣灵以前啊,
before they received the Holy Spirit,
每一个门徒都上到楼房门锁得紧紧的,
the disciples locked themselves up in upper rooms.
因为那个钉耶稣的那些人到处走要找这个耶稣的门徒,
because those Jews who crucified Jesus were looking for the disciples of Jesus.
其中有两个就心灰意冷就回到以马忤斯去了,
two of them were discouraged and they were on their way to Emmaus.
没有整个这个神的国没有办法建立,
and the kingdom of God therefore is not established.
但是到了第二章,
But in chapter 2, however,
天上响声下来,
when the sound from heaven came,
好像风好像火,
it was like wind and fire.
圣灵降下来,
and the Holy Spirit came.
大有能力,
it was full of power.
结果彼得就门打开来,
and Peter opened the door,
就出去到街上开始讲道,
and went out to the streets to preach.
他以前三次不认耶稣,
he used to deny the Lord 3 times.
虽然他痛哭,
even though he wept,
哭完他还是躲在楼上啊,
he still hid himself in the upper room.
主耶稣我实在很失礼,
he would say sorry to Jesus,
我三次否认你,
that he denied the Lord 3 times.
我还是很怕死啊, 我不敢去,
but he was still scared of death.
他等到圣灵降下来,
but when the Holy Spirit came upon them,
有神的灵力同在,
when the power of God was with them,
哎呀, 他就出去了,
Peter went out.
死算不了什么,
he was not scared of death,
神跟他同在,
because the Lord was with him.
结果工作就拓展出来了,
therefore the work of the gospel was carried out.
所以当时要建设使徒教会困难也很大,
so the opposition in the apostolic church was also great initially.
但是圣灵降临,
but when the Holy Spirit came,
这些困难都不成困难,
all the problems became were solved.
彼得一次讲道, 3000个人洗礼,
after one sermon of Peter, 3,000 were baptized.
这个就是120个人同心合意祷告10天的结果,
this was the result of 10 days of prayer by the 120.
所以今天我们要发展教会圣工, 大家要同心, 要祷告,
today to revive the holy work we need to be of one accord in prayer,
啊, 借着圣灵的力量,
through the power of the Holy Spirit,
借着神的感动,
through the movement of God,
我们就发现圣工很好推行,
we will discover that holy work will be easy.
我最近听说这个, 啊, 东部的Queens教会,
recently in, at Queen's Church,
啊, 有一些老人,
there were some elderly members,
他们一直在想说,
and they thought to themselves, we are so old, what can we do for the church?
那后来他们就想说,
then they thought, we can pray for the church.
所以一些老人团契啊,
so during their fellowships, they decided to fast for the church once a week.
圣工禁止祷告,
and when they began to fast and pray for the church,
他发现牧道子很好要,
the people discovered that it was easy to bring true seekers to church.
以前怎么打电话, 三请四请都不来,
in the past nobody would come even though they made many phone calls,
现在一通电话就来了,
but now just a phone call they will come.
有的啊, 不必电话自己想来,
some people will come without even calling, being called up.
那来到教会,
and when they come to church,
有的登圣灵, 有的看异象,
some receive this Holy Spirit, some see visions.
所以大家都很快乐,
so everyone become very joyful.
所以我们从这个圣经这样查考到最后, 祷告被圣灵充满, 神都在我们跟我们通工, 这是一个关键,
so the conclusion from the Bible is that prayer is the key to all revivals of holy work.
计划是需要的,
yes, we do need plans.
但是计划如果没有神的通工,
but plans without the work of God,
计划是死的,
are dead.
所以这个教会里面呢, 因为没有权柄,
if in the church there's no authority,
跟这个公司不一样,
excuse me, in the church there should be no authority.
这个公司从上面的权柄一直压下来,
in the company there is a command from your superiors.
你如果不做, 你就走路,
if you don't work for your boss, you'll have to be fired.
教会就没有权柄啊,
but in the church there's no boss.
你叫我来, 我就是不来, 你能怎么办, 把我除名吗?
If I don't come, can you execute me?
你,
excuse me, excommunicate me.
没有办法的,
you can't do that.
因为这个教会完全是个人自愿的,
because it is out of free will that you come to church.
甘心乐意的,
you do everything out of free will.
那么要一个人很甘心乐意来奉献自己啊, 就是要神同工,
and for everyone to offer themselves willingly, it requires the help and movement of God.
所以我们如果带领宗教教育,
if we are RE teachers,
或者将来我们是教会负责人,
if we want they become board members,
或者我们以后被选择教会负责哪一个小组,
if we have been assigned to a certain committee,
非常重要, 我们要开始祷告,
it is critical that we pray.
那我们做的工作得到神帮助, 你会觉得很好带领,
then with the help of God, we will find holy work to be very easy.
计划是需要的,
we do need plans.
但是如果没有祷告,
but without prayer,
你会发现很多的计划到最后都 行不来,
many of our plans won't be able to be carried out.
没有什么结果,
we won't get any results.
那第七章, 以斯拉记第七章开始,
starting from chapter 7 of Ezra,
啊, 这里在记载他们在复兴信仰,
it talks about the revival of faith.
第一章跟第到第六章是记载重建物质的殿,
chapters 1 through 6 discuss the rebuilding of the physical temple.
第七章到第十章是重建属灵的殿，就是人心中的那个信仰。
But chapter 7 to 10 talks about the rebuilding of the spiritual temple, that is the faith of the people.
那这两个有关系啊。
And these are related.
因为人属灵的信仰，那个无形的殿先被拆掉了，所以他才被掳，所以物质的殿才被拆掉。
The physical temple was destroyed only after the spiritual temple was destroyed first.
那么现在这个物质的殿建好了。
And now they have finished rebuilding the physical temple.
如果那个属灵的殿没有再建起来。
If they did not rebuild the spiritual temple.
很可能过了一段时间啊，这个物质的殿又会被再拆掉。
After a short while, the physical temple will be destroyed again.
所以啊，这个以斯拉就带领他们再一次做信仰复兴运动。
Therefore, Ezra brought up about a revival movement.
所以我们呢、啊，遇到患难要思想。
When we are in trial, we need to think.
啊，这节圣经在哪里？我们大家找找看。遇到患难，你们要思想啊。
We need to meditate in the time, in times of trial. Where is that recorded?
在旧约。
It's in the Old Testament.
传道书第七章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7,
14节啊
，verse 14.
传道书第七章十四节。传道书第七章的十四节。
Chapter 7, verse 14. Of Ecclesiastes.
啊，这个遇到亨通的日子，你应当喜乐；啊，遭患难的日子，你应当要思想。啊，这里讲说遇到患难，我们要思想。
When times are bad, consider.
啊，那前面相对的一句就是说。啊，遇到亨通，你要喜乐。
When times are good, be happy.
啊，所以有时候我们是亨通，有时候我们遇到困难。
Sometimes we are in times of good. When times are good, sometimes times are bad.
啊，所以有时候我们要喜乐，有时候要思想。
So sometimes we have to be happy, at other times we have to consider.
啊，有一些事情是巧合的。
There are things that happen by chance.
但是很多事情啊，其实里面都有神要我们学的功课。
But there are many things, that happen.Because God wants us to learn something from it.
如果你开车去撞到
If you find yourself in a car accident,
你要不要说车子修修就好？你要想说，哎，为什么我这个车子会去撞到
？Don't just fix the car and forget about it. You have to think, why did I got in a car accident?
有一个理由啊。
Because there must be a reason.
两年前我到奈及利亚去。
Two years ago when I went to Nigeria.
我去了这么多次都没有遇到马拉利亚。
I never had malaria, even though I've been there many times.
那是第一次。
But that was the first time I got it.
倒在床上，不是床啊，就是海绵啊，地上放海绵的。
I was sick and I laid on the mat.
那夏天又热，在那躺来躺去，一直发烧。
It was so hot in the summer and I was having fever.
一直祷告。
I kept praying.
每一次祷告，我一摸，那烧还在。
Every time after I pray, the fever is still there.
越祷告越着急，越失望。
The more I prayed, the more discouraged and anxious I became.
后来我就交托了。
Later on, I trust the Lord.
说神啊，你派我来哈，不是我自己要来。
I said to God, God, you sent me here. I didn't come by myself.
那我现在得疟疾哈，我交托给你了，你爱我啊。
Now I'm having malaria. I entrust myself to you, and because you love me.
那这样一交托出去，这整个担子就好像轻省了很多。
And when I did that, my burden was relieved.
那过一天就好很多。
And after the next day, I was much better.
然后我一直在想
I was considering, I was thinking.
为什么这一次会得到疟疾
Why did I get malaria?
后来好像有一个意念跑到我心中
A thought came to my mind.
我知道原因了
I found the reason.
但是不适合在这里讲
But I would not talk about it here.
所以每一个人每一个你遇到患难有时候都有原因的
Everyone, anything that happens to us usually has reasons.
你要想
You have to think.
那从里面学习，从里面进步。
And learn from it and improve upon it.
所以以色列百姓啊，他们被掳归回，这叫开这个信仰复兴大会。
The Israelites, after returning to their homeland, had a revival of faith.
要让他们知道，原来你们被掳的原因就是你们信仰堕落。
He wanted them to know that the reason for their captivity was the corruption of their faith.
以斯拉记第七章开始啊，就是记载这个文士以斯拉。
Starting from chapter 7.It talks about the scribe Ezra.
他在带领以色列百姓啊，重新恢复信仰。
He was the leader, in the revival of their faith.
我们现在来看看这个以斯拉这个人的一些，这是怎么样的一个人
？Let's analyze the character Ezra.
第一个，以斯拉是一个祭司。
He was a priest.
先看第七章的第五节哈。
Chapter 7, verse 5.
说这个基布是亚比苏的儿子，亚比苏是菲尼哈的儿子，菲尼哈是伊利亚撒的儿子，伊利亚撒是大祭司亚伦的儿子，啊、哦，这个第一节是在讲以斯拉。
And in verse one talks about Ezra.
那他家谱一直推到最后，他们是亚伦的儿子。
And if you look at the genealogy, you can see that he is the descendant of Aaron.
所以他是祭司。
He was a priest.
因此这个祭司啊，是以色列百姓常常要从祭司寻求。啊，祭司的口中寻求法律。
The people of God would have to inquire of God's law from the priest.
在当时就是说去明白神的旨意了。
In our modern terms, to seek the will of God.
从祭司的口中啊，寻求神的这个律法记载在哪里？我们再来找找看。
Where is it recorded that you need to seek the law of God through the mouth of the priest?
在小先知书啊，我们再找找看。
It's recorded in one of the books of the minor prophets.
人要从祭司的口中啊寻求律法。
We must seek the law of God through the mouths of the prophets.
好，最后一卷哈，马拉基书第二章。
The last book of the Old Testament.
第二章第七节
Chapter 2 verse 7
1124页
Chapter 2 verse 7、
啊、祭司的嘴应当存着知识，人的也应当从他的口中寻求律法，因为他是万军之耶和华的使者、啊、第八节
verse
你们却偏离正道，使许多人在律法上跌倒。这第七节讲说啊，以色列百姓要从祭司寻求律法。
Verse 7 talks about that the people would have toget God's instructions from their mouths.
啊，这是耶和华的使者，神所用的人，要传达神的旨意的人。
They were the messengers of God, and they were to carry out God's message.
那因为这个祭司本身呢、啊，道理不懂，所以以色列百姓走偏了路。
Since the priests did not know the law of God, the people were led astray.
那如果讲到高一点，就是教会的这些长老、执事、传道，应该道理很懂。
In the church, the elders, the pastors should know the Bible well.
所以信徒能够从他们口中来明白神的旨意、神的话。
So the congregation can know God's law through them.
那从这个比较小的，就是你做教员啊，你做父母，你应该头脑有神的话语。
But at a smaller scale, teachers or parents should have the law of God in them.
所以你的学生、你的孩子可以从你的嘴中来明白神的话。
So your students or your children can learn God's law from you.
因为新约时代是万民祭司，每一个人都是祭司。
In the New Testament, every believer is the priest of God.
所以以斯拉他是一个祭司，他是一个通晓耶和华律法的人。
Ezra was a priest and he was well versed in the law of God.
请看第七章的第十节。
Chapter 7, verse 10 of Ezra.
说以斯拉定制考究耶和华的律法、哦、又将律例典章教训以色列人。十一节
11.
祭司以斯拉是一个通晓耶和华诫命，是以色列之律例的文士。这里说他是一个文士。
He was a scribe、
啊、就是非常明白圣经的一个人。
He was well learned in the matters of religion。
而且这个以斯拉本身也是一个信心的伟人。
He was also a great man of faith、
啊、八章的二十一节
Chapter 8 verse 21、
啊那时我在亚哈瓦河边宣告禁食，啊，要为我在神面前刻苦己心，求他使我和妇人并孩子一切所有都得平坦的道路。二十二节
22.
我求王拨步兵马兵帮助我们抵挡路上的仇敌，本以为羞耻，啊，因为我曾对王说，我们的神施恩的手，啊，必帮助我们寻求他的，但他的能力和愤怒必攻击这一切离弃他的。二十三节
23.
所以我们禁食祈祷我们的神，他就应允了我们。这里讲说这个以斯拉要带领百姓要回到耶路撒冷。
When he was to bring the people back to Jerusalem,
他不好意思向王求这个马兵步兵来 替他开路保护他。
Ezra was ashamed to ask the king for soldiers and horsemen to protect them.
为什么？
Why?
因为他去见王的时候跟王讲过。
Because in the presence of the king, he had once told the king.
说我们的神啊，会施恩帮助我，他是大有能力的神。
That their God is full of grace and power, and he will protect them.
那现在如果他向王求啊帮助，王说，哎，你不是说你们神会保护你吗？
And now, if he were to ask the king would say,didn't you say your God would protect you?
所以呢，他觉得这样是羞耻的了，所以他就很有信心祷告求神帮助。
So he was ashamed to ask king, therefore he asked the Lord to help.
这个就是他的信心，他是很有信心依靠神的人。
This demonstrated his faith and that he relied on the Lord.
所以有时候我们跟这个慕道者讲。
Sometimes when we tell true seekers,
我们遇到困难有神可以依靠。
That in times of trouble we have God to rely on.
这个都是对的。
Yes, this is true.
哦，现在最重要的是你遇到困难的时候怎么办？
But the question is, when you are in trouble, what do
you do?
If your true seeker happens to be your roommate,
and
he has heard that you say God is almighty and powerful, but when you're in trouble, you're all scared.
他觉得，诶，你不是说你的神很有力量吗？
And he would start to wonder, didn't you say your God is almighty?
所以我们本身的这个信心呢，很重要。
So our faithis important.
那以斯拉是一个很有信心的人。
Ezra was a man of faith.
而且他是祈祷的勇士。
He was also a great soldier of prayer.
在这个
proclaim fasting.
所以他是一个祈祷的勇士。
He was a great man of prayer.
那么后来到了第十章。
In chapter 10.
啊，这个以斯拉在带领以色列百姓做复兴运动。
In the process of revival, the faith.
他首先带领以色列百姓祷告。
He led the people in prayer.
你看第十章的第一节
Chapter 10 verse 1，
以斯拉祷告认罪哭泣俯伏在神的殿前，这里讲说以斯拉在祷告。
Ezra was praying，
所以他懂得道理，他又很会祷告。
He knew the law, he was also a man of prayer。
这个是他能够带领以色列百姓信仰复兴的一个重要的原因。
This is an important reason why he was able to lead the people in reviving their faith。
读圣经跟祷告哪一件比较简单？
Which one is easier, reading the Bible or prayer?
读圣经一小时比较简单，还是祷告一小时比较简单？
Is it easier to read the Bible for an hour or to pray for an hour?
如果祷告是坐着祷告，大概一小时不困难哈。
If you sit during prayer, then an hour probably doesn't mean anything.
但是如果是跪着祷告跟读圣经啊，祷告比较困难。
But if you kneel in prayer, prayer is actually more difficult.
有时候你在看圣经哦，看到里面有感动，一看一小时、两小时，这常有了。
Sometimes when you move by the scriptures, you can read up to 1 or 2 hours.
但是信徒当中哦，每天祷告有一小时、两小时很少。
But among the members, very few pray for an hour or two every day.
即使说一个礼拜一次哈，一次祷告一个小时的大概也很少。
Very few pray for an hour once a week.
我想是有了，但是应该是不多。
Very few people do that.
所以这个祷告啊，需要操练。
Therefore, we need to train our prayer.
我们祷告能够深入。
Our prayer must be profound.
祷告如果深入了，我们祷告就会长久。
If our prayer is profound, it will be long.
祷告如果没有深入，你祷告没有办法久。
But if our prayer is not deep, we cannot prolong our prayer.
你如果祷告到真的好像神就在你前面，你一直在这跟他灵里面在交通。
When you pray to the point where you can actually see God in the spirit,
感觉到神的能力已经进到你里面。
And you can feel that the spirit of God or His power comes in you.
心整个轻松下来。
You will have a very joyful heart.
好像非常的这个很光明，很有能力。
You will be filled with light and power.
一下你祷告一看，一个小时。
And an hour will pass in no time.
但是你祷告如果没有深入。
But if you don't make profound prayers,
手表一看才15分。
You keep looking at your watch every 15 minutes.
时间很难过的。
It will be very strenuous.
所以我们要操练祷告。
Therefore, we need to train ourselves in prayer.
这个15天是里面操练祷告一个很好的机会。
During these 15 days, it's a great chance for you to train your prayers.
不单是早祷晚祷，我们祷告半个钟头。
Not only do you have to pray at half hour every morning or afternoon.
我们在早餐的这个空隙时间，或者中餐，或者晚餐，或者晚上聚完会以后，要再找一段时间祷告。
During the 3 meals or after the service is over, we need to find time to prayer.
一直到祷告，你在灵里面觉得已经进入属灵的深处了。
You have to pray When you reach the point where you feel that you are in a spiritual realm,
那你的灵性会大大的进步。
Then your spirituality will advance swiftly.
所以我们现在有的人祷告是在外院的祷告。
Some of us, when we pray, we are in the outer courts.
其实是非常肤浅的。
It's very superficial.
有人是进入圣所。
Some people go into the holies.
已经进去了。
They have entered the temple.
但是我们的目标是要进到至圣所。
Our ultimate goal is to enter the holy of holies.
要祷告到觉得说神好像在我前面。
We have to pray until we can feel the presence of God.
我们感觉神的能力就进到我们里面。
Until we feel the power of God in our hearts.
这要深入长时间的祷告。
This requires long and profound prayer.
所以以斯拉是一个有信心，也是懂得祷告，而且懂得道理的人。
As well as a man of prayer, a man of faith, and a man who knew the law of God.
他是一个改革家。
He was a reformist.
请看
reformist.
第七章第十节。
Chapter 7:10.
说以斯拉定制考究耶和华的律法，又将律例典章教训以色列人。他本身详细查考，然后要教训以色列百姓。
He devoted himself to the study and observance of the law and taught it to the people.
要借着神的律法来改变以色列百姓的生活跟信仰。
He reformed the lives and faith of the Israelites through the study of God's law.
所以他这个改变，这个属革命哈，他这个改变是属灵上的改革。
So this reform was a spiritual one.
最后第十章是他重组圣会。
Chapter 10 talks about reorganizing of the Holy Assembly.
在那里认罪悔改。
Where they fasted and confessed their sins.
所以以斯拉通晓律法跟以斯拉的祷告，这个两个是一个关键。
Ezra's knowledge of the law and his prayer are two essential keys.
有一节圣经就说，神的国不在乎言语，乃在乎全能在哪里。
There's a verse that says the kingdom of God is not of words but of power.
请我照看。
Where is it recorded?
在保罗的书信里面。
It's in one of Paul's epistles.
在缩小范围啊，哥林多前书。
First Corinthians.
半分钟找得到，你圣经很熟了。
If you can find it within 30 seconds, you are well versed.
哥林多前书第四章第几节？二十节哈。哥林多前书四章二十节。
First Corinthians 4:20.
神的国不在乎言语，乃在乎全能。
For the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power.
这个言语就是属灵的知识。
Talk means spiritual knowledge.
那全能就从圣灵来的。
Power comes from the Holy Spirit.
所以神的国要有属灵的这个知识跟智慧，也需要有属灵的能力。
The kingdom of God must consist of spiritual knowledge and wisdom, but also of spiritual power.
我们非常盼望我们当中这几十位啊，将来有一些人像以斯拉一样。
I hope that some of you will someday be like Ezra.
圣经很懂。
You'll be well versed in the scriptures.
又有属灵的能力。
And you also have spiritual power.
又有信心。
And you will be full of faith.
又能够奉献你自己来带动教会的进步。
You will also dedicate yourselves to serving the church.
如果能够出几个以斯拉，我们真教会在这个北美一定会很大的发达。
If some of you become Ezra's in the future, the work in America will be great.
我们再看 B 点哈，神施恩的手来帮助他。
Point B, God's hands of mercy and assistance.
第七章的第六节。
Chapter 7, verse 6.
最后一句。
The last part.
因为耶和华神的手帮助他。再看第九节。
Verse 9.
正月初一日，他从巴比伦启程，因为他神施恩的手帮助他，所以他五月一日就到了耶路撒冷。这里讲神帮助他，所以他四个月的时间，经过四个月的时间就从巴比伦回到这个耶路撒冷。
Because God was helping him, he was able to return to Jerusalem within 4 months.
那到二十八节。
Verse 28.
又在王和摩士变大能的君长面前施恩于我，所以神再一次又在王面前呢施恩给他。
And God was gracious to him in front of the officials.
第八章的十八节。
Chapter 8, verse 18.
我们神施恩的手帮助我，在以色列的增村立位的子孙选一个通达人来，这里讲他蒙神施恩的手帮助他。
The gracious hand of God was on him.
那在二十二节。
Verse 22. The gracious hand of our God is on everyone who looks to Him. Chapter 9, verse 9.
也谈到神施恩的手,
it talks about the gracious hand of God, which has been helping him.
所以以色列在做这个信仰重建这个整个过程里面呢, 神施恩的手是不断的。
So through the process of revival, God's gracious hand was consistent.
所以一个人如果有神的同在，他不论走到哪里都有神的恩典。
So if God was with a person wherever he goes, he finds the grace of God.
我们可以找到几个例子没有？
Can we find some examples?
圣经里面有几个例子，他走到那里啊，结果神的恩典就同在，结果人就觉得说他是有神同在的人啊。
Which characters in the Bible always find the grace of God wherever they go?
约瑟，对不对？还有没有？
Joseph.
啊？ 丹尼里是不是？
Daniel.
还有没有？ 这几个比较重要的人物，他到哪个地方，因为他到那个地方，那地方的人都蒙恩典。
These people were able to bring graces to others wherever they went.
所以我们要求神跟我同在。
We need to ask the Lord to be with us.
如果你坐在飞机上，
If when you're sitting on an airplane,
神跟你同在，
and the Lord is with you,
会因为你同在，那飞机不会掉下来。
Because of His presence in you, the plane will not crash.
这是真的哦。
This is real.
因为你看神要毁灭所多玛的时候，
when God was about to destroy Sodom,
他说你如果早知道四个义人，我就不把他毁掉。
Abraham said, if you can find 10 righteous people, then please don't destroy it.
那神因为亚伯兰救罗德出来，
and because of Abraham, God saved Lot.
因为亚伯兰是个义人啊，
because Abraham was a righteous man.
所以如果你是义人，
if you are a righteous man,
你坐在飞机上，飞机不会掉下来。
When you sit on the airplane, the plane will not crash.
因为神跟你同在啊，
because the Lord is with you.
所以这个神的同在很重要。
God's presence therefore is important.
那第九章第十节，第十章以斯拉记是民族复兴大会。
Chapter 10 talks about the revival or the meetings of revival.
这个民族复兴大会啊，讲到最后只有两点。
This assembly of revival can be concluded as such.
第一个就是悔改祷告。
First, it was a prayer of confession.
第二个，
Second,
就是洁净自己。
It was a time to cleanse themselves.
这个就是他们复兴的两个，在民族复兴大会两个重点。
These were the two components in the assembly of revival.
耶稣出来传道的第一句话是什么？
When Jesus came out to preach, what did he say first?
好，那再问另外一个问题啊。 施洗约翰出来传道的第一句话是什么？
When John the Baptist came out to preach, what did he say first?
天国近了，那下面呢？ 你们应该要悔改，天国近了，这句话是很好啊。
Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near.
但是下面一句就不太好，要悔改。
The kingdom of heaven is near is good, but repent doesn't sound very good.
所以人喜欢听天国近了。
People like to hear, the kingdom of heaven is near.
人喜欢听，变成祝福你。
People like to hear, may God bless you.
那下一句不喜欢听啊，
but they don't like to hear the second statement. You need to confess.
这两个常常连在一起啊。
But repentance and the kingdom of God are related.
我们要悔改。
We need to repent.
要对付自己的罪。
We need to deal with our sins first.
要洁净自己。
We need to clean ourselves first.
那神的国才会进来。
Then the kingdom of God will come into our hearts.
神的福气才会进来。
And God's blessings will come to us.
所以每一个信仰复兴， 都是从悔改开始的。
So every revival of faith starts with confession and repentance.
没有悔改， 没有信仰的复兴。
Without repentance, there is no revival of faith.
因为没有悔改，表示说你没有错。
Because if you don't repent, you are saying you are not wrong.
你过去的生活方式没有错。
That all your past lives were good.
所以你不需要悔改。
So you don't need to repent.
你看那个电视， 你听那个音乐， 你那种时间，那种安排时间的方式都没有错。
The music you listen to, the programs you watch, your entertainment were all right.
在你生活安排里面，耶稣最后一位。
And Jesus was last on your priority list.
首先读书，再来打工。
You study and work.
过来睡觉看电视。
You sleep and watch TV.
聊天最后是耶稣。
And talk, and Jesus is the last on your list.
那个生活没有错。
And you do not realize that your life was wrong.
所以不需要悔改。
So you don't want to repent.
如果没有悔改，
but without repentance,
表示说我心思意念都是对的。
It means that you think you have been right.
所以我不需要悔改。
So you don't need to repent.
因此一个人如果没有悔改，
if a person does not repent,
信仰不可能复兴。
It's impossible that his faith be revived.
所以悔改是复兴的第一步。
Repentance therefore is the first step in revival.
这个悔改就是要对付我们宗教。 宗教上的罪跟道德上的罪.
Repentance is to deal with our religious and moral sin.
宗教上的罪就是我们爱主不够.
Religious sin refers to our lack of love for the Lord.
爱自己太多.
We love ourselves too much.
爱世界太多.
We love the world too much.
我们没有把神摆在第一位.
We did not place God first on our list.
那其他的东西变成第一位.
And everything else became first.
所以在我们生活中有偶像.
So we have idols in our life.
我们得不到神的喜悦.
We cannot please the Lord.
所以要悔改.
Therefore we need to repent.
宗教上的罪.
This is religious sin.
道德上的罪.
Moral sin.
我们所讲的.
Refers to our speech.
我们所看的.
Our sight.
我们所想的.
Our thoughts.
有很多不对的地方.
Many of them are evil.
要求神赦免.
We need to ask the Lord to forgive us.
有这种悔改. 那信仰就开始复兴.
With repentance comes revival.
对这几天我们好好想一想.
So during these few days, we need to think carefully. We need to examine our whole life. If during these 15 days, we can repent.
这四五天过了，你会改变成新人。
After these 15 days, you will become a new person.
如果这四五天我没有悔改,
but if you don't repent during these 15 days, 四五天完了，你回去还是一样的人。 After the seminar is over, you will still be the same old person.
你的灵性还是一样。
Your spirituality will remain the same.
因为信仰复兴第一步是悔改。
Because repentance is the first step to the revival of faith.
所以以斯拉带领他们第一个悔改。
Ezra led them in repentance.
悔改是不好听的啦。
Repentance doesn't sound very nice.
但是悔改是得恩典的开始。
But repentance is the beginning of receiving God's blessings.
我们大家思想。
So let's ponder upon this.
大家要追求。
We need to pursue.